Regency Buck by Georgette Heyer. Read by June Barry. Chapter 1. Newark was left behind, and the post chaise and four entered on a stretch of flat country which offered little to attract the eye or occasion remark. Miss Taverner withdrew her gaze from the landscape and addressed her companion, a fair youth, who was lounging in his corner of the chaise, somewhat sleepily surveying the back of the nearest postboy. "How tedious it is to be sitting still for so many hours at a stretch," she remarked. "When do we reach Grantham, Perry?" Her brother yawned.
"Lord, I don't know. It was you who would go to London."
Miss Taverner made no reply to this, but picked up a traveller's guide from the seat beside her and began to flutter the leaves over. Young Sir Peregrine yawned again and observed that the new pair of wheelers put in at Newark were good-sized, strengthy beasts, very different from the last pair, which had both of them been touched in the wind. Miss Taverner was deep in the traveller's guide and agreed to this without raising her eyes from the closely printed page. She was a fine young woman, rather above the average height, and had been used for the past 4 years to hearing herself proclaimed a remarkably handsome girl. She could not, however, admire her own beauty, which was of a type she was inclined to despise. She had rather have had black hair. She thought the fairness of her gold curls insipid. Happily her brows and lashes were dark, and her eyes, which were startlingly blue, in the manner of a wax doll, she once scornfully told her brother, had a directness and a fire which gave a great deal of character to her face. At first glance, one might write her down a mere Dresden China miss, but a second glance would inevitably discover the intelligence in her eyes and the decided air of resolution in the curve.